Good morning, players. I want to know if you're surprised by this. So a few days ago, over 180 FEMA employees penned a letter to Congress trying to warn them that Frumpy Dump and Kristi Noem's policies could lead to a disaster similar to Katrina. Now, some of the employees actually signed their name. I believe it was around 30 of them, but the others signed it anonymously or whatnot. So the letter was sent to Congress, and of course, now those employees have been laid off by the Frumpy Dump administration. I declare, honey, what a disgrace. According to the reporting on Tuesday, the agency placed several employees on administrative leave effective immediately, just one day after they signed that open letter warning Congress that Frumpy Dump administration's sweeping overhaul of the agency could lead to catastrophic failures in disaster response. The letter was titled Katrina Declaration, and it accused Frumpy Dump and Kristi Noem of undermining the agency's capabilities, ignoring its congressional mandated authority, and appointing unqualified leadership. I'm gonna go ahead and keep it a stack with you. The FEMA director is Kristi Noem. Of course, it's unqualified leadership, and it's throughout his full administration. I mean, you have a vaccine denier as the head of Health and Human Services. You have a reality star as the head of transportation. You have a Fox News host as the head of defense. Baby, it goes on and on throughout this agency. Those ain't the only ones. The letter calls for Congress to shield FEMA from political interference and for its workforce to be protected from politically motivated firings. And again, of the more than 180 current and former FEMA staffers who signed a letter, most of them did it anonymously. Only 36 signed it publicly, though it's unclear how many of those are that didn't get laid off. So now those employees have been laid off during the thick of hurricane season. And they've been directed to conduct no business, visit no FEMA DHS facilities, and contact no FEMA DHS personnel. And also, they have been ordered to share their personal email addresses because access to their FEMA DHS accounts has been suspended. But who's surprised by this? Project 2025 says that they want 75% of disaster relief to be on the states. And Frumpy Dump has been denying disaster relief at every turn. Y'all put your thoughts.